Hi Dale, we got your package today, and the salad bowl is just real pretty. And Sherry's proud of hers too. We've been up to the hospital and to visit with Bud, and he's doing a lot better. And we didn't go in to see Mabel. They're supposed to not either one have company. But anyway, Bud is just in pretty good spirits. Evelyn said all day today he's just been doing real fine.
Hi Dale, I just got in today from Lubbock at homecoming and it was real nice. And I didn't see Shelby, but I saw a lot of the kids I knew and they asked about you. And we got your package, like Mother said, and I sure am proud of that bowl. I guess one of them's mine, I don't know, but they sure are pretty. And, I don't know, I've got lots of news, but I'll make you a tape some other time and tell you all about homecoming and who all I saw and everything. They had it real different this year. They had the ball game Friday night, and Saturday night they had the musical. Since they've got the new auditorium, it's a lot nicer. And the musical was Carnival. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, but it was okay. I've seen better, but they did a good job on it. Anyway, Jeff said to tell you hi, and he's all excited about you coming home. He can't believe that you get to come home so early, and he's all excited, and we are too. His folks are real glad, and she said she's going to try to write you. I don't know if she's ever gotten around to it or not. She said she would, but she's been pretty busy. I'll let Daddy talk for now.
Well, here it is Monday night, Dale. As Mother told you, we bumped the hospital and just got home and decided we'd make this tape so we'd get it off to you tomorrow. I guess you're about ready while we're making this tape, either tomorrow or the next day for sure, go back to Vietnam. Just read in the Lubbock paper this morning whether it was doubtful now whether this Tet offensive was going to develop. That sounded good to me. So as long as they don't want to fight, why, I'd be real fine with us. We're still elated, of course, about your prospects of you getting to come home early. And I know you'll enjoy the other side of the tape where Grandpa recorded, as well as what Mother and Sherry had to say. And we lost a calf last night with a bloat, so now we've got 103. We got the well started watering wheat yesterday, so we got to get it watered. A little rain that we had, I told you about, did good, but it's just about 3/4 of an inch of it. We really need more than that to do any whole lot of good, but it sure helped. I don't know of anything that's happened since I talked to you Friday night. We finished papering the bathroom yesterday. After dinner, went out and ate dinner with Zid, Eileen, and Bernard, and later Dale, and Grayson, and Azalee. Of course, they were asking all about you and things of that nature. Z seems to be getting along real well now. They were down in Mexico for about 2 weeks here, a couple of weeks ago. So that's about all I have to say as far as I know, and we'll leave some room on here for Sherry to tell you what she wants to. And so if you're not too busy, well, make us a tape and send it back, because we sure enjoy getting them. Grandpa really enjoys listening to them. He gets quite a kick out of them. So till we talking to you again, we'll be writing you letters, of course, and keeping you up to date. and things of that nature. So, we'll see you.
Daniel, this is Sherry. And Mother Daddy just went to bed, and I'm gonna finish up your tape. Homecoming, I wanted to tell you about it. I saw Glenda Rogers, and she's a little girl now. And she said to tell you hi, and when you got back from Vietnam, to come by the school and see her, because she's working there in some office now, and she wanted to know how you were and everything. I think her husband's over there, I'm not sure. He has been, I forgot to ask her. But, I saw Jeff Jeffries, he played in the alumni game, and Gary Bowe and Larry Hayes played, and Jeff and I watched, I can't remember who else she knew that played the game, but I knew just about everybody. I was kind of surprised, really. I didn't think I'd know as many people as I did. And a lot of kids from Gerald Daniels got to come up from California, and quite a few came from Harding. It was really good. And since a long since you've been there, so you may not care about it anymore, but it's still, I think it's still a great school, and they have a lot of spirit, a lot better than ACC does a lot of times. And anyway, I'm playing this side a little faster because I didn't have that much to say. I plan to make you a tape of my own, but Daddy had this all laid out here, so I thought, well, I'd go ahead and use it, but I'm planning on making you one since he got the recorder fixed. I really do like the balls you sent. I feel real bad because you got them, and I didn't realize that it was gonna be any trouble, but anyway, talk about that later, but I got you later, and I guess I'll send you a package off as I can. I've been real busy with school. I have term papers and a short story to write and a bunch of stuff, plus all the wedding plans, so it gets pretty busy around here sometimes. The house sure does look nice. The bathroom looks great. I can't wait for you to see. at long. And maybe I can get him to watch. He says he's going to retire. He gets kind of slack on it. He sure wanted everybody ready when he was over there, but when he came home, he forgets to write back to y'all. And, so anyway, he's really excited and so am I that you're coming home early, and I'm glad you're gonna be here for the wedding. I think she's about to have a fit. I never would set the date until I heard for sure if you were coming. If you wouldn't have been able to come, I don't think you'd been too pleased about waiting till August, but that might have been what would have happened. But anyway, I've written y'all about the wedding plans and everything, so I won't waste time telling you about them. I think it'll be real pretty, and I'll be glad when it's over. So, well, it won't be long and you'll be home. And we're looking forward to it. We've got the back bedroom all cleaned up and rearranged. So I came home from school, I put our rug in there. It looks a lot better now. Has a, I don't like a carpet on the floor. One kid and I made that patch rug. And the rest of the house is the same except for the bathroom. And I'm anxious to hear the other side of this tape, see what Grandpa said. I don't guess I'll play it tonight. Because I'm dead, I just got back from Lubbock today. We went down there Friday, but we didn't come back until Monday today because it was real bad weather, and just want to take Jen out to the show, so we stayed. Stayed with Aunt Jewel, and went to his folks' house yesterday. We had a real nice weekend. Homecoming was, couldn't have been any better. And tomorrow work and turning my correspondence course the first installment. So, 1 of 10, you can have a nuts over with. Well, looks like this tape's about to buzz on by. We sure enjoyed your tape, and the phone call too. Enjoyed hearing your voice, it's the first time since you left, except for the tapes, but they don't really play it right. I mean, you don't sound the same. But on this tape recorder to me, it talks faster than what you really do. So I guess I better go because it's about to run out. And I'll make you a tape of my own. Time and talk to you for a long time, and maybe I can get Jeff to talk to you too. I don't know if he probably won't be up until we know it, and I'll write you and make you another tape with me. Bye-bye.